That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
Frank Sinatra, That's Life. That was a big hit for him in 1966. Went up to number 4 on the pop charts, and it even made the R&B charts. It went up to number 25 on the R&B charts. He had 3 songs make the R&B charts. One was in the 40s, one was in the 50s, and that one was in the 60s. So didn't have many, but that one made the R&B charts. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors. We're coming from Birmingham, Alabama, and I hope you're going to enjoy the show. With a little bit of everything again today. Music from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, 80s, a little bit of everything. So just sit back and play it and see what you think. All right, let's keep going now. We've got Chuck Berry going to get us started. Los Bravos is going to come in, and Chuck Jackson. Right now we've got Chuck Berry and Sweet Little Rock and Roll.
Who taught her how to judge? my baby back. It's gray, it's gray. Since she went away, oh, oh, what can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. If I had my way, she'd be back today. But she don't in time to see me again. Oh, oh. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't choose. It's too much to lose. My love's too strong. Wow, baby, you see what come back to me.
Chuck Jackson, Come On and Love Me. That was before he started getting a lot of hits. I think his first charted records were somewhere around 1960, probably 61. And this song came out of, I believe, 59 on the Clock label. And I know it came on some other labels too, but I believe the Clock was the first issue of that. I know it came on Amy, and I'm not sure about any others. I think the Logo, but I think that was a reissue many years later. But I'm not sure. But anyway, that came out in 1959. That wasn't a hit, but it got him out there where people were listening to him, and then he started having many, many hits. That was Chuck Jackson, Come On and Love Me. Los Bravos before that, Black is Black, 1966, went up to number four. A group that the leader was born in Germany, but the group was formed in Spain. Had some Spanish people there, and they put together a group and had a few hits along the way. And Chuck Berry got us started, Sweet Little Rock and Roll, 1958. Number 47 on the pop charts. It didn't quite make the top 10 on R&B, but it came close. But anyway, Chuck Berry, real good song by him. All right, let's keep going. We've got Lee Dorsey going to get us started, Chad and Jeremy and the Outsiders. Right now we got Lee telling us about Working in the Coal Mine.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to dip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to dip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to dip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having. I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Da-da, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having. I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired.
I loved you all the summer through. I thought I'd found my dream in you. For me, you were the one. But that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We walked together hand in hand, across miles and miles of golden sand. It's over and done, 'cause that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We had such happiness together. I can't again. I hope that you remember when our love had just begun. I loved you yesterday, and yesterday's gone. I loved you yesterday, and yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's
Outsiders, Help Me Girl, 1966, number 37 on the pop charts. They had four songs that charted on the pop charts, and that was number four right there. That was the last one of their hits they were going to have, and they were all in the year 1966. But, you know, Time Won't Let Me, real good sound there, respectable. They did a good job of that Isley Brothers song, and then that girl there, that song there, Help Me Girl, was a good song. I really enjoyed the Outsiders while they lasted. And let's see, before that we had Chad and Jeremy, and that was their first charted song here in America. It went up to number 21 in 1964, duo from London, England, and had quite a few hits. Did some good sounds there. The Summer Song came in, you know, real slow stuff, but real nice sound by that duo there. And then Lee Dorsey got us started with Working in the Coal Mine, 1966. Went up to number 8 for him, just a touch higher on the R&B charts, but a top 10 hit for him there on the pop charts there. So good sound by him. Lee Dorsey, a fellow that came out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Okay, let's see. We're going to keep going now. We got the Flamingos are going to get a start on the next set. Tammy Wynette's going to do a little country sound for us, then the Orlons. So let's go right now with the Flamingos, and I'll Be Home.
And I watched our little girl outside at play with the little boy next door. Like so many times before, but something didn't seem quite right today. So I went outside to see what they were doing. Cause I heard him name again, and I hung my head in shame when I heard our little girl say to him, I don't wanna play house. I know it can't be fun. I've watched mommy and daddy, and if that's the way it's done, I don't wanna play fast. It makes my mommy cry. Cause when she played house,
my daddy said goodbye. I don't want a playhouse, I know it can't be fun. I've watched mommy and daddy, and if that's the way it's done, I don't want a playhouse. It makes my mommy cry. 'Cause when she played house, my daddy said goodbye.
South Street, New Orleans, 1963. Song went up to number three for them. They had three in a row top ten hits right there. Watusi, Don't Hang Up, and South Street. Then it kind of faded out, but still had a lot of good sounds by them. Always enjoyed the Orleans. Tammy Wynette with a big country song for her. One of her 20 number one hits that she had on the country charts, I Don't Want to Play House. That was number one in 1967. And I really enjoy the Tammy Wynette stuff. And let's see, what do we have? We had before that, we had the Flamingos, their first R&B hit. It didn't make it on the pop charts, but it did do it on the R&B, and it was their first song that charted, I'll Be Home, 1956. Went up to number five, formed in Chicago, that group was, in 1952. And real, real good sounds of the Flamingos. Okay, let's keep going. We got the new Christy Minstrels coming up, Gary Puckett and Union Gap, and Little Walter. Right now we got new Christy Minstrels with Green Green.
You cry when you see I'm gone. You know there ain't no woman gonna settle me down. I just gotta be traveling on, singing
green, green is green they say on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Now there ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna tell me how to spend my time. I'm just a good loving rambling man. Say, buddy, can you spare me a dime? Hear me crying, it's a
green, green, it's green they say.
sun goes down, where I lay my weary head. Green, green valley or rocky road, it's there I'm gonna make my bed. Easy now.
Green, green, it's green they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Everybody, I wanna hear it now.
Green, green, it's green they say, on the far side.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me. Thank you.
stand no cheating, my baby. Oh no, she don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh no, she don't stand no cheating. Everything she do so pleasing, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling. When she's hot, there ain't no cooling, my baby. True little baby, she's my baby.
True little baby,
she's my baby.
True little baby,
she's my baby.
Little Walter, My Baby, 1956, I believe it was, somewhere along in there. Number one hit for him on the R&B charts. He had 15 songs that charted on the R&B charts, and 14 of them were top 10. So, real good career for him. I believe that was between 1952 and 1959 when all that took place. So, Little Walter. Before that, Gary Puckett and Union Gap. Now, this was, when this was released, Woman, Woman was the song I played. Went up to number four in 1957. The record said the Union Gap featuring Gary Puckett. Then after another hit, they changed it to Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. So this was the Union Gap featuring Gary Puckett. Real nice sound of him. I had a good friend of mine who always enjoyed that. He was a singer himself. He loved singing, and he said Gary Puckett had one of the best voices he'd ever heard. So, and I really did enjoy that. Woman, Woman. I remember playing many, many Gary Puckett and Union Gap songs on my 8-track tape player on a Friday and Saturday night. Okay, and let's see. And then getting us started was New Christy Minstrels, Green Green, number 14 hit for them in 1963. Now, that was Barry McGuire doing the lead vocals on that one. But over the years, they had, of course, Barry McGuire, Kenny Rogers was in this group, and Kim Carnes came along a little bit later also in this group. So New Christy Minstrels. Okay, let's keep going now. We got Elvin Bishop going to get us started. Piano Red is going to come in here, and then a group called Chuck-a-Luck and the Love Man Limited. So let's go right now with Elvin Bishop and Traveling Shoes.
Somebody fetch my coat and hat and hand me my walking cane.
Gotta put on my traveling shoes. Gotta put on my traveling shoes. Gotta put on my traveling shoes. Gotta put on my traveling shoes.
I'm trying to tell you, boys, these hard-headed women these days, the way they try and treat a man ain't nothing but a doggone shame. Talk, she didn't hear a word I said. Pocket get hand carries, baseball bat, tender eyes ahead.
Gotta put on my traveling shoes. Gotta put on my traveling shoes. Gotta put on my traveling shoes. Gotta put on my traveling shoes.
Stick around and put up with all this stuff. This situation is enough to kill a man. Somebody fetch my coat and hat and hand to my walking cane.
Gotta put on my traveling shoes. Gotta put on my traveling shoes. Gotta put on my traveling shoes.
Bottom.
Right back off of my feet. Don't think you love that strong. It takes a Bible. You got wrong. If there's still a spark, then it's lost. I said it's lost. It's lost in the dark. I couldn't come back to you. Not even if I wanted to, but not on your life.
Chuck-a-Luck and the Love Man Limited. That's a song called Not On Your Life, Never In A Million Years. That's on a Taster label, TAY-STER, 1969. Sounded like he kind of had a little Otis Redding sound to him, or trying to have some anyway, didn't he? Even the music with the horns and everything was a lot of like Otis Redding sound. So, nice little song by him. The only thing that I know that they did, that and the flip side, but... and I'm not sure where they're from. That particular label's out of New York City, but I don't know much about that group. Okay, and let's see. Before that, we had Piano Red doing Rockin' with Red. That was 1950. That song went up to number 5 on the R&B charts. Piano Red didn't have anything that charted on the pop label as Piano Red. He was born Willie Perryman. And then he went to Piano Red, and then he changed his name another time and did a song called Dr. Feelgood as Dr. Feelgood and the Interns. You probably know that one. That one did chart on the pop charts in 1962. And then he did one also as Dr. Feelgood and the Interns, Right String but the Wrong Yo-Yo. And that one also charted. But that was under 1950, Piano Red, Rockin' with Red. And let's see, before that, we had Elvin Bishop with Traveling Shoes, his first pop chart thing that he did as solo. He was a lead guitarist for the Paul Butterfield Blues Band for a few years, and then he went on his own a little bit later and then had that song Traveling Shoes and went up to number 61 in 1974. But about a year and a half later, he had a big, big hit, Food Ran and Fell in Love, went up to number 3 for him. Okay, let's keep going. We got Patsy Cline, my favorite female singer of all time. We're going to get us started. Then we're going to do our double play of the day. Excuse me. We're going to do Junior Walker and the All-Stars. So right now we got Patsy Cline with a song called, her version of, Just Out of Reach.
Just won't let me be. Blues that keep on bothering me. Chains that just won't set me free. Too far away. Memories.
motion, honey. I won't stop. Thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby.
I won't stop. And thank you, baby.
How sweet,
hey, now, it, how sweet it is to be loved by you. You in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did, things I did before. But you brightened up all my days with the love so sweet in so many ways. I won't stop. And thank you, baby. I won't stop. Hey, thank you, baby.
Sweet it is to be loved by you. 1966, that song went up to number 18. And before that, we did What Does It Take to Win Your Love? 1969 went up to number 4. So that was two by Junior Walker, a guy was born in Arkansas. And, of course, he did so much great stuff with that saxophone played, of course, his big hit was Shotgun. But, you know, Shotgun went up to number 4 as well as What Does It Take to Win Your Love. And that was his highest rated records. But and he didn't have a lot of top 10 songs but on the pop charts, but was very popular and had all kind of good sounds. And we really, really enjoyed all things that he did. Okay, and before that, getting us started was Patsy Cline doing a song out of 1957, a song that didn't chart on any of the country, western, or the pop charts. Her version of Just Out of Reach. And I really, really enjoy her songs, her music, and I like that voice. You know, she could do country or she could turn around and be one of those pop singers, and did a real good job with that version there. Okay, it's almost time to get out. We're going to squeeze two more in before we do, though. We're going to play a Gene Pitney, and then O.C. Smith. So right now we got Gene Pitney and The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. Because the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man. The kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on, just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone in the parade, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night, when nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Everyone heard two shots ring out. One shot made liberty fall. The man who shot the liberty's violence, he shot the liberty's violence. He was the bravest of them all. The man who shot the liberty violence, he shot the liberty violence. He was the bravest of them all.
Oh, I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand, squeezes it, and says,
how you feeling?
I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me,
loving me,
then all I gotta say, oh, God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. When myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow to ease my mind. Sometimes I call up at home, knowing she's busy.
She's busy.
And ask if she could get away and meet me and grab a bite to eat.
A bite to eat.
And she drops what she's doing and hurries down to meet me, and I'm always. Sits waiting patiently, smiles when she first sees me, cause she's made that way. If that's not loving me, all I gotta say, God didn't make little green apples. It don't snow many apples when the winter comes. There's no such thing as make-believe, puppy dolls, autumn leaves, and BB guns. God didn't make little green apples. It don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
O.C. Smith, Little Green Apples. Number two, 1968 for him. Real nice sound. He had a few more hits along the way, but that was his biggest one. And I know everybody enjoyed hearing that one. And let's see, Gene Pitney got us started. Number four hit for him in 1962, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, a song that was recorded, same title as the movie, but wasn't used in the movie. And it makes sense. The movie was based in the 1800s, and it was Western, and it just didn't play this particular song. But anyway, real good sound by him, and I enjoyed the movie. John Wayne was in it, and Jimmy Stewart was in it, so... maybe you've seen it. If you hadn't, you need to get a chance to take a look at that. Gene Pitney, number four, 1962. Okay, we got to get out of here. Thanks for listening, and hope you enjoyed the show. And if you got any songs you want to hear, just send it to the website, and we'll try to get it on for you. And we're going to get out of here with a song from 1965, and it's A Walk in the Black Forest by a guy by the name of Horst Jankowski. Born in Germany, a jazz pianist. And this song went to number 12 that year for him. So here we go right now. We'll catch you next time. This is A Walk in the Black Forest.